Welcome to Love Rules, the radio ministry of Roxbury Presbyterian Church in Boston. My mom, Liz Walker, was Boston's first African-American television news anchor, but her most important job is what she does right now at RPC, preaching the good news about God's love. The Bible says, above all, love each other deeply because love covers a multitude of sins. How does that work? Join my mom now as she offers us Love Rules from Roxbury Presbyterian Church.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Love Rules. Today's message, God's mission of great joy. We have three texts that we're going to connect to this message today, and they're very short. Isaiah, the 55th chapter, the 12th verse. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Then we're going to go to Luke, the 2nd chapter, the 10th through the 11th verses. But the angels said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." And then we're going to go to Philippians, the 4th chapter, the 4th verse. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. So this is God's mission of great joy. You know, if you watch TV, you can see these sparkly, snowy images of Christmas. And there are the carols that are ringing out in stereo. And it's saying, joy to the world, your 52-inch flat-screen TV set is ready. It's time to go deep in debt. Let heaven and nature sing and cash registers go ka-ching. This is the season of manufactured joy. Because deep in your heart, you know that that's not what this joy should be about. And somewhere back in your mind, you remember that this joy is so great it conjured up a host of angels to sing. It put fear into the heart of a wicked king. It was so remarkable that it lured royal astrologers to travel from the other side of the world. This joy set a star to blaze and made shepherds sing praise. This joy literally changed the passage of time. That was the message that night. I bring you good news of great joy. So what is this joy that we're talking about? Cheer, comfort, delight, a gladness for all humanity. Well, if we know what it is, why are we so confused? Why do we look at TV and think that's the same joy? We are caught in a season of distraction. The shopping budget challenges, the growing to-do list, the time that always seems to be running out, family drama, not to mention the painful reminders that come in this season, the loneliness of unkept promises, the separation. This is a season of many emotions, but joy? Not really. By the time you get to Christmas Eve, the decorations may be up, the presents may be wrapped, but often the joy is not there. The angel said, "I bring you good news of great joy." Where is the joy? What happened to the joy? I just want to take a few minutes to really focus on this notion of joy, because that is a part of this Advent time, to contemplate and reflect on hope and peace and love and joy. But sometimes as Christians, we make things harder than they have to be. You know, I look up the word joy on the computer or online, and there's so many definitions that make it otherworldly and esoteric and mysterious and mystic. And you can go to all these sources that say the only way to understand joy is to contrast it with happiness. Happy is not joy. Happiness is a feeling, but joy is much more serious. Happiness is fleeting, but joy is forever. And there are more preachers that do that than not. I know that. But they make happiness seem trivial while joy is something bigger. Well, I got to tell you, if you do a biblical search on the word joy and the word happiness, you will find that they essentially are interchangeable. The definitions are really the same. A state of well-being, a pleasurable or satisfying experience. Look it up. See for yourself. Joy and happiness are the same. Jeremiah 31:13, "I will turn their mourning into gladness, into happiness. I will give them comfort and joy." Proverbs 23:25, let your father and mother be glad, happy. Let her rejoice who gave birth to you. So being glad, being happy, being joyous are the same. And it's all an emotion. It's feeling good. And this is important. The reason I'm bringing this up is because if you make joy into some unemotional transcendent state that only happens when you're taken up into some unknown spiritual realm, then you're going to miss something very important. Some Christians think that this spiritual walk should have nothing to do with happy, that we should never be glad, that this is all about pain and suffering. And certainly that is a part of our faith. But God wants us to be happy. He wants us to be delighted. He wants us to be full of joy. That's one of the promises of eternity. Revelation 21:3-4, God will wipe away every tear from your eyes. Death will be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, no crying, no pain, for all the former things have passed away. And so when those things that are of death pass away, we are left with joy. Joy. So that means that heaven's going to be joyous. So the distinction of this term, happiness and joy, is not found in the definition. Happiness and joy, gladness, all the same. The distinction comes from the source. What makes you happy? What makes you glad? What makes you joyful? You know, the world tells you that your joy comes from buying things and demanding things. It's all about possessions. But the Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. I am so thankful you've joined us today. Remember, Love Rules is totally listener supported. Won't you make a donation right now to keep this program on the air? Log on to RoxburyPresbyterianChurch.org and click on Giving. That's RoxburyPresbyterianChurch.org. Click on Giving. Thank you. God bless you. We are talking about happiness and joy and how that fits in to this particular season. And the Bible tells us that joy is the gladness, the happiness of heart that comes from knowing God through Christ Jesus. When the shepherds that night heard the good news, in fact, they were listening to the first sermon of the gospel. Their hearts were opened in a new way to a new promise. But God's joy has always been available to us. There is the joy of appreciating God's creation, like a sunrise that takes your breath away. There is the joy that comes in hearing beautiful music or seeing beautiful art. There's the joy of laughter. Now, I'm not talking about dirty jokes. I'm talking about those jokes that are open and light and wonderful. Those are the joys that come through God's common grace. And the fact that people who don't know God experience that kind of happiness or joy does not negate the source, because the Bible says every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. So the joy of laughter, beauty, creation, all point us to God. See, God wants his creation to be joyous and full of joy. This lasting, eternal joy, though, is the only joy that matters, because it leads us to God. It is not dependent on our circumstances. It is not dependent on the joke or conditions or seasons. It's not dependent on the world. Joy is not just the emotion of Christmas. It is or should be the emotion of your faith. Joy is the emotion of salvation. And this joy that we can have comes through Jesus Christ. It's not a response to Jesus. It is Jesus in many ways. John 15, Jesus teaches us to abide in him, remain in him, in obedience and submission, in a living union with him. And he says in verse 11, John 15:11, so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. This joy is not just about responding. It is about being in Jesus and having Jesus in us, always connected, inextricably bound to his love. That's what we're talking about. That's what this season is about. We are called to rejoice in the Lord always. We are called to choose joy. We are called to be aware that Jesus is with us. And we can worship and glorify and praise and obey. And that is all part and parcel of our relationship with God. And that is what gives us the joy. We can't create joy ourselves. We can't go get it. It is a gift. But here is something you need to remember. We can lose our joy. The world can come and take it away from us if we're not careful. We have to understand this joy is staying in communion with God. I don't know if you're familiar with Corrie ten Boom. She was a Dutch watchmaker, a Christian, who along with her family helped many Jews escape the Holocaust during World War II. And she and her family were imprisoned for their actions, and they suffered tremendously. She survived all of that as God would have it. She started a worldwide ministry and wrote a number of books, and one of the most popular is The Hiding Place, which is autobiographical. And she was asked how she survived the horrors of the concentration camp, and her response is that joy runs deeper than despair. I want you to hold on to that, because this is a season when a lot of people are not feeling very joyous, when they are kind of pushed into this manufactured sense of joy, but they don't understand the joy of Jesus Christ. And this joy that is part and parcel of having a relationship with Jesus Christ is a joy that the world can't give to us. You don't want to lose it. You don't want anybody to steal it. And the way you keep that from happening, and here is my antidote for you, you just remember what God has done for you. My brother called me the other morning. He was feeling really down. And I said, you know, here's what I've heard. Make a list. You know, Christmas is a season for lists. But here's the list you make. Write down everything you're grateful to God about. Just start and keep going and keep writing. And keep thinking about all the things, no matter what you're going through right now. If you're in the hospital, thank God for the nurse. If you are, you know, really struggling with finances, thank God that at least you can struggle. Some people lose it altogether. Whatever you are going through, thank God for the experience, the opportunity to turn to God while you're going through. And that's gratitude. If you can keep thanking God, you can hold on to gratitude. You will experience this joy, and the world won't be able to take it away. Thanks for joining me. Be blessed.
Thank you for tuning in. Roxbury Presbyterian Church is located at 328 Warren Street, right in the heart of Roxbury. Come worship with us on Sundays at 11 a.m. This is a listener-supported program. We invite you to partner with us and learn the many ways that love rules. Visit us on our website, roxburypresbyterianchurch.org, or call us at 617-445-2116. Love will reign if you let me.